Good evening. Welcome to the David's Harp podcast. My name is Amaris Chambers, and I'm here with...
Kenneth Winfield. Kenneth Winfield. Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
This mouse. Okay, for context, I've been working with this Bluetooth mouse that literally disconnects and connects every 5 seconds, and it's driving me nuts. So... That's what's going on in...
That's the introduction to this podcast.
The Life of Amaris and Kenny. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
You're doing good?
Yeah.
Well, you, you introduced yourself, but tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, what capacity do you work with David's Harp? How long have you been here?
So, once again, my name is Kenneth Winfield. I've been here for a year now. And I'm a media production associate intern.
Dope.
And I make videos.
And how old are you?
23?
23?
Yes. I turn 24 next month.
OMG. Yeah. You think you're going to feel different?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe I might just come in with a new facade. Like, you know what? I'm 24. I don't play games.
What's up, children?
Yeah.
I'm 24 now.
It is different. It's closer to the 30s than it's getting there. It's going up now, you know?
That's, yeah, it's still closer to the 20s, but, you know, don't rush it.
But it's 25, and then, you know, you're in the middle.
25. Yeah. Oh, shoot. Scary times. Yeah. You said you've been here for a year? Or no, less than a year.
Okay. A year.
A year. Is there one just memory that sticks out to you while this past contract? Can be embarrassing, fun, cool, I don't know. Top of the dome type memory, you know what I mean?
Top of the dome. Man, there's a lot of them, honestly. That's a hard question because there's a lot of good ones, you know, but I don't think I have one straight off the top of the dome.
All right.
Yeah.
Tool. Cool. I mean, not tool.
Tool.
Cool.
Cool beans.
Have you ever seen Mean Girls?
No. I think I possibly have, but I don't remember titles to movies and stuff like that.
Never mind. That ends what I was going to say. You should watch Mean Girls. There's a scene where she is trying to say great and cool at the same time. So she says, gruel.
Gruel.
And then, like, pauses for a minute. It's really awkward.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Do you feel like you have fulfilled... When did you sign a contract? A while ago?
October.
You were in, like, the final tier. Right?
Yeah.
The final frontier.
Yeah.
Which is what? Tell me what, like, your contract
looks
like.
So, my contract is 40 hours, so it's full-time, 9 to 5, 80 hours in...
Every 2 weeks.
Dang. And there's obviously conditions. Like, you know, there's things that I have to, certain things that I have to meet, and...
like a job description.
You gotta be here on time, you know, like, all that other stuff, and, I met them. I think I just recently, like, had a little slip-up, but that's getting worked out. Everything's back on track. But besides that, I think everything's reasonable, and it's good. I don't know. I like it. 40 hours, you know. I'm somewhat of a leader. At least I'm, you know, somewhat of a leader, and I need to lead by example. That's part of my contract, and I gotta create content, so.
Okay. Bet. What's something on your contract that you feel like you're really great at fulfilling, and something on your contract that you're like, I could do better?
Definitely, my hours is something I could do better in. Mm-hmm. In meeting all my hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sometimes I don't meet my full hours, or I'll leave a little early sometimes. So that's definitely something I need to work on. And something I think I do fulfill is creating content, honestly.
What's your favorite thing you've made so far?
My favorite thing that I've made so far is My Dear Kenneth.
My Dear Kenneth?
Yeah, well, Dear Kenneth.
Dear
Kenneth. I'm saying, Dear Kenneth. Oh, my dear Kenneth. My dear Kenneth. No, but Dear Kenneth. And that was a video that I made for my mom when I got off probation, so... That one had a lot of meaning.
What was it? I mean, for the listeners, who have no idea what.
Yeah, so it was a video basically telling my mom that I'm gonna do a lot better from my past life and thanking her for sticking by my side and just letting her know that things are gonna change now. You know, I'm not gonna be in the streets gangbanging no more or using drugs. Like, things are different, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm off probation. And I was able to do it, and I did it for her. You know, so that's what that was.
What, and the last time we talked, I think you were still on probation. It's been a minute since you've done a podcast.
Yeah.
When did you get off?
October 28th, 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How does it feel? Tell us about the events leading up to after, you know, how you've been.
I've been all right.
Good, bad. You don't have to tell me anything you don't want to, but, you know.
Yeah, I've been all right. I've been there, you know, but I have, I guess I feel like I've just, like, been able to go more places now, and it's kind of fun. So, you know, I've been going to different places, checking out different spots, and just kind of
got on your first plane, right?
Got on my first plane ride to Oakland. Went to see Berkeley, talked to some judges, you know. So it's cool. I could travel. I'll probably go travel on my birthday, or at least like plan. So I can't believe I haven't planned anything for my birthday.
That
is crazy. I don't know. I'm broke. I don't think I could go anywhere with like 20 something days left. 10, or I don't know.
You should go up to Joshua Tree.
I should have planned ahead.
Yeah, maybe you should. I don't know.
Work just hits you, it's your birthday. Work.
Yep, and then boom.
Yeah. You gotta go to Chuck E. Cheese or something.
Dave and Buster's.
Dave and Buster's. Valid. Right.
A little bit more adult, more fun, you know? Don't have tubes you'll get stuck in. That's cool. How has your understanding of pre-production and planning led to more productive shooting, or has it?
Yeah, it has, because if I were to just be like, oh, I'm going to shoot this video and just let me grab these cameras and go and try to set up everything and not necessarily know what kind of look I want or have questions for the people I'm interviewing or what I'm doing, or just have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I feel pre-production helps me map out, you know, what I want to do, how it's going to look, theme, what's the purpose of it, you know. So pre-production's really important, you know, and it's helped me realize that, you know, you could get fun with pre-production. I don't know. You get to be creative, so that's just really dope.
That's dope. Also, you feel like you can be creative in pre-production.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just strictly organizational.
No.
Tell me what's an example of you being creative in pre-production?
So an example of me being creative in pre-production, I would say, is like for the pre-production of Black Sheep, we had this idea of record like POVs, point of views,
mm-hmm.
of like them waking up, brushing their teeth, and then getting on the bus, getting in their car, and getting to the David Tart Foundation, you know, and mm-hmm. all meeting there. You know, and this was a client, you know, and it's a professional video, right?
Mm-hmm.
But to be able to add my little twist to that and run it by the team during pre-production, it's like, oh, dope, you know, maybe we could give it a different feel, give it a different look. So that's one of the examples. And it's like, we tried it, we used some of it, and, you know, I think some of it stuck, I think, not all of it, but that's what's dope about pre-production. You can be creative, you know.
Dope.
Yeah,
that is cool. Me and Jesus were talking about production because there's a project that I might be working on that we need a producer for. He suggested you because he said you're really good at it, so kudos to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Here. Thanks, Jesus. I know nothing about video, so I'm just going to take his word for it, TBH. How have you grown creatively in this last contract? Give two examples from, like, pre-production. Well, you don't have to do pre-production. Production day, post-production.
So I think that's something that I do need work on, because
mm-hmm.
I feel like sometimes I just get stuck and I'm kind of just like, stick to the norm and kind of just do a 3-light setup with a backdrop or without a backdrop. So I think that I don't know if I've been too creative. I just recently had one of my best video shoot setups, which was for a foundation that I'm working on. And it was nice. It was clean. And I went on Pinterest and kind of looked something up, you know. And so that was part of it. But I don't know. I think I need to work on more creative, so I don't think I have anything for that right now.
What's it like to have a Pinterest?
It's pretty dope.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I remember the first day Brandon got one. He was, or like, was suggested to get one. He was like, a Pinterest?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Actually, did you know back in the day, Pinterest used to be an only women community?
For real?
Yeah. And you could only be in it if somebody invited you to it.
I didn't know that.
It's wild. Wasn't in the cool kid club then.
So how would you have, like, known that someone was a girl or a woman if, like, you sign up and what if someone just put, is it like a gender thing, like, are you a male or a female, and then you hit male and you can't make the account now, or is...
No, you had to be invited by someone.
A girl.
So, like, another girl would have to know you and then invite you. So that's kind of, I think they have, and then they just were like, F it, we're just gonna make it,
yeah.
I think that's how it started, at least. I don't know. It felt like a secret society for a while that I wasn't allowed to get in.
That up.
Yeah, you. Yeah. Don't fact check me, please, because I could be totally wrong. here's a good one. Have you grown in your leadership abilities here so far?
I'd like to say yes. You know, and I think my leadership is more of a like being able to just. Sit with someone, but just tell someone, this might sound wrong, but just tell someone what to do, and then someone actually, like, be like, all right, cool. Like, you know, like, or when I, because, I mean, I got a lot of work. I need to work on myself a lot to still get to that, but I feel like the times that I have been in the role of leadership and have had to tell someone something or do this or do that, like, they... My team really just comes through in no question, and it's dope.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What would you think that leadership is to you? Like, how would you, like...
Leadership is flashing the light on yourself, you know? And being stern and being...
What does that mean, flashing the light on yourself?
So, like, leading by example, you know? Leading by example and not being scared to address things and... doing it in a respectful manner, you know, and having reason for everything that you're doing. It's not just like, hey, like, I'm in this position, you need to do what I'm... No, like, you know, like, everything's for a purpose, you know, and it's for a beneficial purpose for everyone, you know, not just because you say so. So, yeah.
Totally. What are some characteristics of good leaders that you've known in the past?
Definitely compassionate, you mean? Like, people who could, like, really like it. You mean they're not going to get, mad at you if, like, you mess up. They'd be like, all right, get back up and do it again. Honesty, you mean? Someone who has integrity. And just a drive. I don't know, a drive. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Like, someone to love, like, what they're doing.
Yeah, somebody that is able to work hard knows what that means. Yeah, totally. What are some, like, significant obstacles you feel like you faced during this last contract?
Myself.
Ooh, deep.
Yeah. Myself, just myself outside of here, you know. Just trying to figure out who I am and what where I'm going and what I want to do. And yeah, I'm gonna leave y'all thinking.
You gonna leave us guessing?
Yeah.
Wow. Fine. So yourself.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're not, like, who you are outside of here is not somebody you want to be? What do you mean by that?
I just feel like there's my outside life and then there's my work life, and it's just different, you know? It's different. I'm a different person outside of here, and I'm trying to figure out what it looks like to be one person in and outside. Even though I understand you got to wear many hats in different situations, you know, but I'm just trying to figure out what it looks like to what who I am outside of here. What am I gonna do? What you mean? Like,
I do know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's that cognitive dissonance.
It's tedious, like yeah. to like. But I need to do that work to figure out who I am outside of here.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. That's honest. I respect that. Did you reach any of the goals you have set for yourself this last contract?
I believe so. Honestly, I think one of my goals was to like lead a little bit more, be a little more less jokative and all that stuff. But
jokative.
That's not a word, but it sounds perfect to me. You know, I'm not jokative, so
a little less jokey.
I'm not
jokey. Gross.
Not play as much, not play around as much, and stuff like that. But I feel like I've done that. You know, I feel like I have been able to lead. With, I mean, just really being transparent to my teammates with what I do, how I'm going through things, and I mean, when I'm wrong, admit it and just get back up and work.
Bet.
No.
Do you? Well. Do you have any tangible goals for, like, what you want to accomplish? Till the end of when is your contract end?
April.
Till April. Do you have any goals that you have yet to reach that you are still?
I wanna have perfect attendance. So I wanna work on my attendance and my, you mean like on and off the clock. You don't wanna be on time and all that stuff.
Dope.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
40 hours a week is hard. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's
Yeah, I don't know.
It's harder than you think. I mean, I have also, like, I do fill my hours every week, but in my early 20s, 40 hours a week was really hard to, like, you know, straight through 8 hours a day. I would always try to break it up, like, 4 hours and then four hours. And then, like, you know?
Yeah.
Then I could make my own schedule when I was 21, so it was a little easier, but...
True.
But you aren't getting paid as much. That was the trade-off. I'm like... No, getting paid more, but also having to answer to 5 million people. Hey, being an adult. Okay, anyway, do you feel like this is a supportive or unsupportive work environment for you?
Definitely supportive.
Yeah.
That's hands down.
In what way?
I mean, everybody here helps, you know? Mm. Everybody's going to tell you the truth, and that's what friends are, you know, so... I see this as my family, you know, everybody tells me the truth. I've been shut down to do certain things, and it's for the best of me. And then I've been helped with handling situations that have happened outside of here accordingly. And everything that I've been doing throughout here has just been positive. So it's definitely a positive environment and supportive.
Dope.
Yeah.
Do you feel... like there are certain staff members or members of BizPod that you are closest with?
Yeah, Evan Jesus.
Evan Jesus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could talk to them whenever. I could talk to everybody, honestly, like in full honesty, but I feel a lot more comfortable. And it's equal, though. I will break out of my shell to talk to anybody at the Davis Heart Foundation, like, just and be straight up, you know, but...
Rate the staff members from what? No, I'm just kidding.
For real. What are you doing? No, but I could always just go straight to Jesus and Evan. That's not hands down, you know?
Dope. Yeah. That's cool. Some kid really was like, well, I'm not trying to, like, you know, say who's better or not. And I'm like, oh, that's not what I meant.
Yeah.
I gotta figure out a different way to ask that question. Dang. What plans do you have for your future? And how do you feel about those plans?
I don't know. I don't know yet. I feel like I've been thinking a lot about that. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to say anything yet until I know.
When you turn 24, how long do you have in BizPod?
I don't know. That is a real-life question that I have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We should ask that
probably
today, tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Well, when everybody's here.
Oh.
Brandon, Evan, Hester. True.
Dang.
Yeah.
When you think about your future, do you feel nervous, excited, scared, indifferent? How do you feel?
I don't have no feelings.
Really?
For real. Like, it's not, like, I feel like at a standstill, like a little stuck, you know? I feel like I'll be all right, though. I don't know. So, I'm still thinking about all that. That falls back on trying to figure out who I am outside of here, who I am and all that stuff.
Does that stuff overwhelm you?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't overwhelm me because I don't think about it a lot, you know? I try to just come to work, go home.
Mm-hmm.
Come to work, go home.
Totally. So you don't like to think about it?
Not that I feel like I don't have the time to think about it.
Mm.
Like, I feel like it takes
a lot of emotional and mental energy.
A lot of time. Just time to sit down. Like I said, it just takes time to sit down and, like, okay, what do you want to do? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. To make a plan.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm working and then I'm living my life and what am I going to do that type deal?
I'm working, get home, help mom clean, and
mm-hmm.
I should probably go on a retreat by myself.
A retreat by yourself? Where?
I don't know. Somewhere. Go to a mountain or something and just think about life. For real.
Do it. That sounds fun. There's something else I was going to say, but I don't remember. Anyway, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Everyone's proud of you.
Thank you.
Come a long way. I think that's about it. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
I'm not going to fabricate questions either.
Yeah.
I don't have any more. Thanks for doing this podcast.
Thank you.
I hope you get sleep because you look exhausted, my guy.
Do I?
Yes.
Wow, I'm not
your
even tired today.
Your eyes are half
today.
Closed. You're just like, yeah.
No way.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, my God. I'm not even tired like that. I might be. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm dead.
I don't know if I'm tired or not.
Like, it all feels the same.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been the David's Heart Podcast. My name is Amherst Chambers, and I was with...
Kenneth Winfield.
Hey, we're out.